El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome to the show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about here from the El Pacifico. Great to have you with us. If you're watching online on Phil TV and HD, we are here beachside, and we were showing earlier, we had the schedule, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on, the schedule for the new Milwaukee Lion broadcasts with Jack Igagdor and Brett Morrison. That's right, we will be carrying those Milwaukee Lion broadcasts on the Phil Hendry Hillbilly Football Conference Network. So that'll be happening this season, and it, of course, will be featured on our website, philhendryshow.com. If you don't have a backstage pass, you must have a backstage pass. Also, it's great to have everybody listening to us on radio, and if you want to listen to our episode 25 of our podcast, please hit that up at philhendryshow.com. Just hit that link. Or you can go to iTunes, or you go to Podcast Directory, go to Stitcher. Any one of them will have it. All right, guess what hasn't gone away, and it doesn't look like it's going to be going away. We will have Doug Danger on the line in transit tonight between his office at the Orange County Courier and his home in Santa Ana. As gay rights activists hope to fill Chick-fil-A with kissing couples tomorrow. Now, I thought I printed off the news story, bud.
Yeah, buddy, there's one. Whoa.
Let me hold on. Let me just see this news story. Let's say tomorrow. We're talking about Friday. And as rights activists, the Chick-fil-A protests appear to be just getting started with two new campaigns underway. In one campaign, a woman by the name of Marcy Ault of Atlanta has posted a petition on change.org inviting Chick-fil-A President Dan Cathy to join her family, including her wife and her two children, for dinner. She wants to offer him a firsthand look at a family being hurt by the company's political and social activism against gays and lesbians. So I'm imagining there are gay or lesbian members of her family.
Bill, maybe she's got a gay couple.
Yeah.
Or you mean she's part of a gay couple? Yes, could be. The second campaign encourages, now here's the one that we're going to be talking to Doug about, encourages members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community to participate in a same-sex kiss-in on Friday at Chick-fil-A outlets nationwide. A same-sex kiss-in tomorrow nationwide. Now, I know that there have been a lot of people talking about this on the air today. We want to get our two cents in with Doug Danger, who is... as he says, a gay man, a gay journalist. Doug, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Phil. Thanks for having me on, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, you usually don't comment, though you are out, you are gay, you're out, and not only out as an individual, you are very much out as a journalist. You really don't like to talk or report on gay issues.
Well, I think most of the time when you report on gay issues, you report on any issues having to do with the gay community, and you are a gay man, a gay journalist, in my case, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, then you get a little bit, I think, pigeonholed by the news outlet that you work for. And I don't want that ever to happen to Doug Danger. So I've actively and very intentionally avoided talking about gay issues. This is one story where I've decided, and let me tell you, Bill Merling and Dan Carruthers, all of the guys at the paper that you know, Phil, have begged me. I mean, they have begged me over the years to write about gay issues. I said, no, I will not do it because I don't, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I don't want you having me report on gay issues. I want to show that I can do more than that, and I have shown that.
Exactly. But, one other thing, though, that needs to be brought up here is while you don't want to report on gay issues, you are very much vocal about your, homosexuality.
Yeah, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But what has that got to do with me reporting on gay issues? See, because I'm a gay man, because I am a gay journalist, it doesn't necessarily mean that you get to pick me out of the gay bullpen, if you will, and send me out there and have me report on gay issues. Kind of like back in the 60s when all these newspapers found out that they didn't have any black reporters to report on a lot of the urban disturbances and this kind of thing, the rioting that was going on in the 60s, Phil.
Yeah.
And so they found themselves without black reporters, and they had to immediately hire a bunch of black reporters because you couldn't send a white reporter down into some of these areas that were affected by this violence. But guess what happened? Those black reporters got stuck reporting on so-called black issues. And it took them a long time to break out of that and say, well, I'm a black man, but I can report on crime. I can report on other things, too. I can report on science. I can report on politics. I can report like any other reporter. Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but that doesn't mean you get to stick me on the gay stories.
All right. Well, but this is a gay story, if you will, that...
Hold on. Don't call... It's not a gay story. It's a human rights story.
But it involves gay people.
It does. But I told the people at the paper, I'm not going near this story unless you call it a human rights story. I won't go near it. I won't touch it. I will not write about it unless you call it a human rights story.
All right. Well, we'll call it a human... Do you mind if I use the terms gay here?
I don't mind you using the term, Phil, so long as you don't overdo it, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but I want people to know that I'm reporting on a human rights story.
Oh, I understand that. This story, the kiss-in, you did some surveying today?
I did, yeah.
Tell my audience what you did.
Well, it wasn't much. I went to a couple of Chick-fil-A outlets. I don't want to say which ones, because I to be perfectly honest with you, I had it was a very nice time. I didn't have a problem with anybody, and I don't want to tell people that I was at this or that Chick-fil-A outlet in case those particular outlets take steps to, deny access to reporters or a gay man, a gay journalist like myself, or other gay men and gay journalists like myself or like themselves, I guess, you want to say it.
All right, but you were at some Chick-fil-A restaurant.
I was at some Chick-fil-A outlets today. And I did a very informal survey. I simply went from table to table, and I asked people. I said, I identified who I was.
So you didn't tell the store management you were there?
No, I didn't do that because I didn't want to intimidate. I didn't want to intimidate them. I didn't want them to feel like they had to do anything special, and I didn't want to, make a big issue out of it. I just said, hi, I'm a reporter, I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay. I didn't mention that I was gay right away. I asked people, what is your opinion about Chick-fil-A and Dan Cathy's stand on gay rights? And some of them said, I support it. Some of them said that I'm against it. And then I asked another question. I said, and what do you think about the kiss-in that the gays, a lot of these gays are going to be planning tomorrow? And some of them said they supported, some of them said didn't.
And what was the result?
Most of them were opposed to Chick-fil-A's, Dan Cathy's opinion. Most people were opposed to Dan Cathy's opinion, Phil, about homosexual marriage, gay marriage. That, to me, that's very telling.
Really?
Absolutely. And then when I asked, what do you think about the kiss-in, most people, I'd say about 70 to 80%, said that they were in favor of it. So, you got to get some honest reporting going on. And
that's very interesting. That's very interesting. That's just you. But that's an informal poll.
Informal, but I'm a reporter. I told him that I was, I told him I was gay eventually, but that was not the initial statement. Was simply, I'm a reporter. I'm with the Orange County Courier. But I did tell him I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist.
When would you say that?
Well, what I wanted to do is find out the depth of their commitment to their opinion, or were they just trying to impress their friends, I had a couple of people say, I support Dan Cathy and I'm opposed to the kiss-in. And when that happens, as a reporter, what you like to do is give them, throw in another variable. So I would say to them, is that right? Well, I'm gay. Now what do you think? Okay?
All right. So what did you say?
I would say if they had an opinion opposed to the kiss-in or opposed to Dan Cathy, I'd say, well, I'm gay. Now what do you think? Now what's your opinion?
I'm gay, now what's your opinion?
Yeah, and guess what? Most of them changed their opinion. Why? I'll tell you why. Because they realized by being confronted by a gay man and a gay journalist that they really were not thinking it through.
Well, Doug, back when the presidential elections were taking place, you were conducting a poll on President Bush, and everybody that said they were voting for Bush, you said the same thing. You said, well, I'm gay, now what do you think?
That's right, yeah.
Don't you find that intimidating?
It's not intimidating to me.
No, but I mean to the people.
I don't know. I don't know if they've got a guilty conscience or not. I told you that I'll go out and cover this as a human rights story. Now, if I walk up to somebody and I say, what do you think of Dan Cathy's opinion? And they say, I support it. And I go, really? Well, guess what? I'm gay. Now tell me what you think of it. Guess what they do? they automatically will say, well, you know something, not automatically, I mean...
Did all of them change their opinion?
I would say most of them did, Phil, yeah.
And you don't think that's intimidation?
Well, hold on, let me just finish what I'm saying. Yes, almost all of them did, and it's because when I looked at them, I said, how do you feel about the kiss-in, and how do you feel about Dan Cathy? And they said, I'm in favor of it, and I said, well, guess what, I'm gay, not tell me what you think. I was really zeroing in on their honesty and challenging them to be moral and honest. And in that instance, most of them would look at me and...
Well, what was your body language? See, one of the things that
Hold on. I'm telling you what I did. I don't know what you're asking me these questions for.
I'm wondering what your body language was. Was it threatening?
No, it wasn't threatening. Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. If that threatens people, then I guess I just said to them, I'm gay. Now tell me what your opinion is. This one guy was giving me a little bit of trouble, so I think I used the word big shot. I said, he said, well, I'm in favor of Kathy, and I don't want any of them gays kissing. And I said, well, I'm gay. Now give me your opinion, big shot, like that, you know. And it was pretty funny because he kind of laughed and he looked nervous, and then he came around to my way of thinking. But it's not always like that.
All right, Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier. We'll take a break. Our number 877-876-7445. He conducted a poll today. Ask, and he was at Chick-fil-A's. Now, Doug is an out gay reporter and gay man. He was at Chick-fil-A's asking, what do you think of Dan Cathy's personal philosophy about gay people and gay marriage? And then what do you think of this kiss-in that gay activists are planning? And if they answered, we're in favor of both, he would say, well, I'm gay. Now what do you think of it? I don't know whether that intimidated people or not. I don't know whether that would intimidate you guys listening tonight. Our number is 877-876-7445 as we talk to Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous Bill okay. Hendry Show.
877-876. Whoops. Hold on. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We are on the line here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, who is conducting an informal survey today of Chick-fil-A outlets. You're two Chick-fil-A outlets. I know you don't want me to tell where you were, Doug, but you were essentially asking people what they think of tomorrow's kiss-in.
Well, yeah, that, and also I was asking their opinion of this guy, Cathy, and again, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I don't want to be pigeonholed doing gay issues. When they asked me at the paper to do this story, I said, you can take your gay bride story, and I'm not going to go near it, because I don't want to go near any of those. And the other thing, too, Phil, about gay stories, they draw some people, you know, that have intelligence, but a lot of the people on the other side of the, and I hate to say this, it draws a lot of rednecks. I don't want to talk to rednecks because I wind up, you know, getting into a pushing match with them or...
Well, you're a reporter, and you went to this...
Yeah, I know I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but what I said to the guy today, for instance, he said, why are you asking me all these questions? I said, because I'm asking you questions. You know, I'm a reporter. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That's why I'm asking. I said to him, what do you think of it? And he said, well, I'm in favor. I said, well, guess what, big shot? I'm gay. Now what do you think?
Well, you already told him.
Well, I told him later, yeah.
But you hadn't told him.
No, he was just wondering why you asked me questions. Why you had? I said because I'm a reporter and that's what I'm doing, and that, you know, that's all you need to know. While he's sitting there eating his chicken sandwich, which, you know, is going to make me angry. I am a gay man and a gay journalist, and the fact is, this chicken, you know, these chicken eaters. I got to tell you, man, I don't know that a lot of these anti-gay people recognize the propaganda or public relations trap that they walk right into. Because now you can call people that are opposed to the rights of gays chicken eaters. That's what they are. Chicken suckers, you know, chicken stealing, that kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, no, that's kind of that old...
It's old.
That's that old country, chicken stealing and egg sucking. 877-876-7445 on the Phil Hendry Show. Is it Mike? Hello? Well, who do we have on the line here? What's your name, sir? The gentleman on the line, what's your name, sir?
Mike.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Yeah, I don't understand why the gentleman, the caller, feels the need to say that that I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. I mean, I understand
because that's what I am. Because it used to not be okay to say it. And when I say that I'm gay, and I don't mean anything against you, Mike, understand, but when I say I'm gay, that's like saying anybody want to step up to the plate and give me a hard time about it.
No, I'm not.
So you're looking for a
I didn't say you were. I didn't say you were. I said hold on. Now, you got to be quiet and let me finish talking. So I can explain it to you. Okay? You asked me why I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Isn't that what you asked? Isn't that what you asked there, Mike?
Be quiet, please. Please enlighten me.
Okay. Because at one time in this country, if you said you were gay, well, people wanted to step to you, man, with a baseball bat. Now, I go out and I say, I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Anybody want a piece of me? Here I am. See what I'm saying? So I make it easy.
Well, so you're looking for a fight.
No, I'm not looking for a fight. No, I'm not. But I'll tell you what. If somebody wants to step to me now because I say I'm gay, here I am, man. You don't have to go hunting me up. You don't have to go into the gay part of town and go gay bashing. I'm Doug Danger. I'm walking right down the street.
Well, so it's a very confrontational thing. Yes, you may. And I'm having a hard time hearing Mike, and it might be because of Doug's cell phone. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I didn't finish my point.
I want to hear what Mike has to say. Go ahead, Mike.
The point I'd like to make is I'm not arguing with you being a gay man, and God bless you for coming out and saying you're a gay man. I have no problem with that. Be a gay man.
All right, I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. That's the point.
Need to say you're a gay journalist.
I just got done telling you. Did you ever see that movie Cool Hand Luke, Mike? Remember that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
In the movie. You remember when George Kennedy says to Paul Newman, he says, maybe we ought to call it No Ears? Now, I don't want to call you No Ears, but I just got done telling you, and now you're asking me.
Don't be insulting to this man.
Okay.
Finish your question, Mike. It's a good question. You're asking, why are you.
Explanation as to why you feel the need. Why you feel the need. To point out you are a gay journalist. I drive a truck for a living.
Answered your question. I just answered your question, and you didn't even listen to me. You want me to give you the respect of listening to you, but you didn't listen to me. See, now that makes me mad right there.
Well, all right, can I?
No, I just told a guy.
Hold on. I guess what he's saying, Mike, is this. It used to be, not safe to say you're gay. In America, I guess.
It wasn't safe.
Okay, fine. So now you say you're gay in case anybody wants to challenge you. Is that it?
In case anybody's got a problem with someone being out, yeah.
So it's kind of like you're walking around.
So why do you feel so threatened in this day and age? The president has even come out and said that he believes.
But how come you don't like it? See, that's why. Because we still got guys.
I don't like it.
If I go into Chick-fil-A tomorrow and I say, I got my gay friend here. I think I'm going to give this guy a deep French tongue kiss. Somebody's going to have a problem with that. But, let's rock and roll.
All you're going to do. Okay, Mike, thank you. Your phone is a little tough to hear, Mike, but I do appreciate your phone call. 877-876-7445. You're saying here, Doug, and I
I don't want you to paraphrase for me what I'm saying. What I'm saying is...
No, I'm not going to paraphrase. I'm telling you. I'm not going to paraphrase. I understand what you're saying, but you're getting off the point here. We're talking about Chick-fil-A.
That guy got off the point. He wanted to know how come I'm saying I'm gay. I'm saying I'm gay in case anybody's got a problem with Doug Danger. And when I go out tomorrow to the Chick-fil-A kiss-in, and I'm not going to be out there kissing nobody. I'm going to be out there... reporting on this, okay? But I can tell you, if someone's got a problem, you come out and you say you're gay.
Look, those people that are going to go and have a kiss in at a Chick-fil-A restaurant, they're coming out and saying they're gay. They're not hiding it from anybody, are they?
No, they're not.
Okay. So there are times and places, I guess, where that stuff happens.
That stuff?
Well, all right, but...
Every day of my life, Phil, I'm out there saying I'm gay. Somebody want to, step up to, here's the plate. There's no umpire, but I promise you I'll be fair with the balls and strikes, if you pardon the expression. I'm gay. Step up to the plate. You know, see if you can hit my slider.
Okay, 877-87, I don't know about that term, 877-876-7445.
Talk about a slider. Yeah, probably has to get a jump.
All right, shut up. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger on tomorrow's Chick-fil-A Kiss-In. And just exactly what you think of that.
Phil Henry.
I don't care what they think of it.
Famous Bill Hendry Show. 877-876-7445. On the line with us is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier as we talk about tomorrow's Chick-fil-A Kiss-In and other, you know, things that are planned by gay activists. And then, of course, there was the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. And, Doug, you're an out gay man and you're an out gay journalist. You just heard that one gentleman ask you, why you are prefacing just about every comment with gay man and gay journalist.
You know, Phil, I've been on your program so many times explaining this that it begins to irritate me a little bit.
No, I know that you've explained it to me, but that guy didn't know.
It begins to irritate me when people keep saying the same thing. Why do you call yourself gay? Why do you call yourself gay? I call myself gay in case there's any mistake, in case anybody thinks that, and plus I'm proud. And I want people to know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, but when you walk up to somebody at Chick-fil-A...
Look, we had this discussion already. You know,
no, we not. Recently, we haven't.
Well, we had it during the Bush election.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on for a minute. When you walk up to someone at Chick-fil-A, and you say to them, hi, what do you think about tomorrow's kiss-in? And they say, I'm opposed to it.
Right. Then I tell them. I'll say, I'm gay.
You say, I'm gay. Now what do you think of it?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think they're going to answer to that?
I think they're going to be honest. I thought people were honest about their feelings when it comes to these things. You're expecting me to say that I hope they're intimidated by me. Why would they want to be intimidated by me if they feel strongly about how they feel?
All right, what if you said to them, well, I'm gay, now how do you feel about it? And they said, I still feel the same way.
That has never happened, I'll tell you that.
Well, what if?
I don't deal in hypotheticals, Phil, I'm sorry.
You don't deal in hypotheticals. If you walked up to me, can you just kind of role play this?
No, Phil, you do the psychodrama thing. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in hypotheticals.
You don't want to answer the question because you don't know what you would do.
No, that's not true. All right, go ahead. I know exactly what I would do.
All right, go ahead. You're the reporter.
You want me to psychodrama this?
Yes, we'll do the Phil Hendry psychodrama.
I don't particularly endorse this kind of theater because I don't think it's really helpful. But if I walked up to you, Phil, I'd say, hi, I'm Doug Danger, the Orange County Courier. What do you think about tomorrow's kiss-in?
I'm against it.
Yeah? You're against it?
Yeah.
Okay. Guess what?
What's that, sir?
I'm gay. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist.
Well...
Hold on. I haven't finished what I'm saying. Hold on. See, right away, you interrupting me, that just negates the vote. Because it shows that you're prejudiced against me.
How does that work?
It works. I just got done telling you. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. Now what do you think of tomorrow's kiss-in?
I'm still against it.
You heard what I said, right?
I heard that you said you're gay.
Yeah. And you are going to tell me that you're against it even though you're talking to a gay man and a gay journalist. Why are you in favor of gay bashing?
Wait a minute. Now what you're doing...
No, hold on, man. You asked me what I would do if someone disagreed with me.
Yeah, okay, and now I'm going to comment on that. What you're doing is, what you're doing...
Yeah, what am I doing? Go ahead.
You are accusing me of gay bashing even though I gave you an opinion.
I'm just saying, you're gay bashing in the face of a gay man and a gay journalist, in the face of a gay protest, and you're still against it, so I have to mark your vote down as a non-vote because it's a bigoted vote. Do you understand, Phil? I don't think the votes count if they come from a bigot.
Who determines if the individual's a bigot? You do, right?
Yeah, of course I do. No, there's a newsflash. Hey, way to go. Yeah, of course I do.
Okay, so in other words, if I disagree, if I say that I'm opposed to tomorrow's kiss-in at the, you know, Chick-fil-A, and you say, well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, now what do you think about it?
I don't do it like that. I simply say to them, if you say no, I say, well, guess what? Here's a newsflash for you. I'm gay. Now how do you feel about it?
All right. Well, it's the same thing.
No, I think one is one and the other is the other. And I would say to them, I'm gay. And they say, well, I'm still in favor of it. I say, well, it's obvious that you're bigoted because in the face of a gay man and a gay journalist, you've just gotten done telling me that you are not in favor of it. So your vote is a non-vote. It's the vote of a bigot. It's the vote of a virulent, dyed-in-the-wool, organic bigot. And
as such, you throw it out.
Yeah, you have to throw it out. You have to throw it out. You cannot keep that vote in because otherwise it's not really a vote. It's coming from perhaps years and years and years of bigotry, a bigoted upbringing. Perhaps there's genetic problems. I don't know. You know, Phil, this is the point of the conversation.
No, this is the point of the conversation where I never do quite understand what you're talking about.
I'm being as clear as I can be. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist, okay? Okay, Phil?
Yes, I know that.
All right, and here's the point of the conversation where you get irritated because I've stood up and I've said, I'm standing up to be counted. I'm gay. Tomorrow at that Chick-fil-A kiss-in or whatever they want to have, I'm going to tell people that I'm there to cover the kiss-in. And if they say, well, are you gay, I'll say, why are you asking me a stupid question like that when I already told you I'm a gay man and a gay journalist? You see what I'm saying?
I thought you said you were not telling people that you were gay.
That was during the poll. When I'm polling people, I ain't going to tell them. Then afterwards, I'll say I'm gay. Tomorrow, I'm just going to be reporting on a kiss-in.
All right, 877-876-7445 with Doug Danger here and the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking about this Chick-fil-A kiss-in tomorrow. Here is Vernon up in Altadena at Belmar Academy. How you doing, Vernon?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Phil. I'm very fascinated by your guest tonight. We've talked before, Mr.
My name's Danger, Doug Danger.
Yeah, Mr. Danger, we've talked before. Now,
I don't mean to prejudice you. Are you this redneck I talked to?
I'm not a redneck. All right, I come from Texas, but I'm a school teacher. And
this gentleman is a high school teacher.
Oh, you're a high school teacher. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and but this really doesn't have anything to do with high school. This has to do with me going into Chick-fil-A tomorrow. And let's say I've got a little tiny kid with me, maybe my nephew or maybe my niece. Or something like that. Or my wife, who is a good deal younger than me.
Okay.
Okay, so you see the setup now. I'm walking in there. And
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, what are you going to do? You know, are you going to kiss?
Can I finish what I'm saying? I'd like to say what I'm going to say without having you tell me what I'm going to say.
All right, let's let him finish.
Go ahead.
If I walk into the Chick-fil-A tomorrow and I've got my daughter, I've got my young niece or whoever... And
you don't have a daughter, though.
All right, see right there. You don't have. Phil just said you don't have a daughter.
Mr. Henry, it doesn't make any difference if I have a daughter.
I'm sorry.
I'm just giving the man a hypothetical.
Yeah, but if you have a, do you have a daughter?
No, I don't. I've got a niece and I've got a wife who's 30 years younger than me.
All right, how old are you?
I'm 55, so that makes my wife 25.
And she's an adult.
She may be an adult, but she's very. Yeah, can I finish, Mr. Henry, what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Because this man, I recognize the tactic right away. I've been in debates, and I've been in some political debates, and I recognize the tactic.
What's the tactic, sir? Tell me what the tactic is.
The tactic is this, confusing propaganda, and let me just finish. So if I go into the Chick-fil-A tomorrow, and I see you or any of your friends, as you said, lip-locking or a deep French tongue kiss, I think is what you said, and you're going to say to me you're gay.
No, I'm not going to do it then, sir. I think why would I tell you I'm gay if I'm in the middle of a deep French kiss with my partner?
Well, didn't you tell me that you're going around saying you're gay?
I didn't tell you anything, sir. You called up here and...
What are you referencing, Vernon?
What am I I'm referencing what I've been listening to this guy do over the last 45 minutes, telling everybody that calls in that you're gay, 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 gay.
Right, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I explained that to that one guy.
Okay, when I come into that restaurant, are you going to tell me you're gay?
Only if I talk to you, and if I'm doing the story, I'm going to be reporting on the story. I don't think I need to tell you
that I'm gay. I probably will if I ask you a question, but I probably wouldn't ask you a question. Why not? Because you're prejudiced against straights. No, because you sound like the kind of guy that's going to give me a song and a dance. See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know, I've heard you now. That's got to be the 200th time you've said that. And, well, that's what I am. But I get to the... I've got to talk to people who are going to be forthcoming with me and not someone who tends to be a little rednecky. You see? I'm not rednecky. I am simply going into the restaurant to get a chicken dish and or a chicken dinner. If I take my wife in there to get two chicken dinners and I'm looking at you and you're making out, okay? You've never seen two people make out before. I've seen a man and a woman make out, sir. While I'm eating, if I treat my wife to a chicken dinner, and boy, big spender here, Phil, you know.
All right, let's let the guy talk, okay?
Well, you really got a pair on you. You're a gay man.
That's right.
You're a gay man and a gay journalist, and you're calling me a cheap creep because I take my wife out for a chicken meal.
Sir, if you're going to eat chicken, in the words of Willie Dixon, you know, you got to go through, well, I better not say.
In the words of Willie Dixon, I happen to know who you're talking about. Willie Dixon was a blues singer.
That's right. And when he said he eats more chicken than any man ever seen, he wasn't talking about Chick-fil-A.
Well, I'm talking about Chick-fil-A. This guy is...
Let's be respectful. You're going to talk about the guy's wife that way?
I'm not talking about the guy's wife. This guy said that he takes his wife out for a chicken meal.
Yes, sir. And what's wrong with that?
Are you the only one?
You know what I would do? I'll tell you, I'm going to make a promise to you.
Doug, don't be disrespectful.
Come on.
The guy left me. He left it wide open. I had to say something.
You know what? I left it wide open. You know what I'm going to do when I come into the chicken... into this chicken place tomorrow, and I probably won't be in the one you're in, but if I am, I will walk up to you and say, hi, I'm Vernon Dozier, and I'm a straight man and a straight school teacher. I'm here with my wife, and yes, I'm treating her to a chicken meal. And what are you going to say to that?
I'm going to say, are you the only guy that's been... Well,
oh, man, and what are you going to do when I hit you so hard your head comes off your shoulders and rolls down the street? Forget it.
All right, 877-877-6745. Obviously, that man upset Doug, and I don't blame him when you bait him like that.
Oh, wait a minute. I think that's very unfair. How did I bait this guy? You know,
when you say to the guy that, are you the only one eating chicken, and you're clearly referencing his wife...
Well, no, I was not. I was trying to say to this man... You're bringing your wife into a Chick-fil-A for a chicken meal, as he put it, on the one day of the year that gays are going to be in there lip-locking, deep French-kissing, you know. I mean, what's his problem, you know? Of course I'm going to interview him, and of course I'm going to tell him I'm a gay man, gay journalist, and of course he's going to be upset with that. Why? Because he brought his wife in on kiss-in day to get a chicken dish? You know, and that's why I made the joke that I did.
All right, we'll be back with Doug Danger and more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-7445 on Kiss-In Day tomorrow. Doug Danger's going to be there reporting on it. And there'll be a lot of gay people there. I don't know how many Chick-fil-A's will be affected, but I imagine if there are Chick-fil-A's within gay communities across this country, there's going to be a lot of gay folks in there having themselves a chicken meal and a kiss. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
You know, this is very unfair.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Here on the line, Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, talking about tomorrow's kiss-in at the Chick-fil-A's across the country. Do you have any idea how many Chick-fil-A's are actually going to be invaded by gay people?
No, Phil, I have no idea, because I told you, I don't report on gay issues. I report on all news, and I'm only reporting on this because it's a human rights issue, all right? Now, you know...
Well, you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because that's what I am. I'm a gay journalist. And why is that so hard to understand?
Well, all right, I'm just asking. You said you don't want to report on gay issues. It would seem logical that that would be something you do.
No, it's not logical. I've told my bosses, and I've told very clearly my bosses at the Courier, I said, Don't put me on gay issue stories. Put me on just regular stories. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But if I find that you guys have decided to just put, you know, the gay reporter on gay stories, basically what you've done is you've queered me. What we call in my trade, the gay men, gay journalists I work with, it's called being queered. And that's when you're put into a little cubbyhole and you're told, okay, we're going to go get you and we got gay. No way. Okay, I told them. I said, man, I'll tell you, if you don't want to find a shoebox in your car, you know.
Whoa, man, Doug.
Well, I was being facetious.
Good God. I mean, that's a violent threat.
No, it's not. I'm being facetious.
If I heard you say to me, I'm going to put a shoebox in your car.
What?
Take it serious.
So your homophobia now extends to you think I'd put a shoebox in your car?
If you told me that, yeah, why should I think any different just because you're gay? Ah, see?
No, because you think the gay guy's violent, that's why.
No, I think the gay guy's like anybody else. Maybe he's got a screw loose, and he's going to blow my car up. 877-876-7445. Keisha, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, please. 877-876-7445. Phil Hendry Show here on the line with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier as we are talking about this kiss-in tomorrow. You putting a shoebox in my car or anybody's car?
I'm not putting a shoebox in anybody's car, okay? All I'm doing is I am taking my professional opinion to the story that I'm covering. If I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, that just simply means I'm gay. But if I want to cover human rights, that's what I want to cover. Don't put me on a gay story.
Yeah, but why are you threatening people with shoeboxes?
Because I told these two guys they're not going to do that to me. Understand, they're not doing it to me.
877-876-7445. Let's go over to R.C. in Altadena. R.C., hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Well, the only question I have is, because I'm in a military academy, sir, and about the gays in the military.
What about them?
Well, do you think that gays in the military will be, you know, I mean, if you're a gay man and a gay journalist, and people are opposed to gays being out at the chicken rally or whatever it is.
There's no chicken rally, kid. Okay, it's a kiss-in, you know, at Chick-fil-A.
No, I know that, but I mean, it's in a lot of ways it's an expression of gays.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Does it extend to do it? In your opinion, does it extend to gay rights in the military?
Yeah, I think gays ought to be in the military, but I don't like to talk about it. See, that's the thing. You're bothering me now.
Yeah, well, you said you don't want to talk about gay rights. You just did.
That's right, because you called up and purposefully led me down that path. All right? And I'm trying to be polite.
Well, but I mean, you know, in the military academy, I'm taught to be true to your principles, and you were true to your principles.
Yeah, I was true to my principles to this point. I want to be true to my principles by being polite. And if you ask me a question about gays in the military, I'll give you an answer. But I'm not going to cover that story, okay? I'm not covering a story about gays in the military because I don't do gay issues. I do human rights issues. I do news stories that are relevant to human beings, but I don't do gay issues.
Well, don't you feel, though, that you've compromised your opinions? And
no, I don't feel I did that at all, no.
I think you've got a good point here, though, R.C.
I think you got a good point here, R.C. Boy.
Why are you mocking Mr. Hendry?
Because he's kissing up to you.
The kid's got a good point, okay? He's saying that if you are commenting on a gay issue, you're commenting on a gay issue.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were. You were talking about gays in the military.
Yeah, you were. You said that you felt that there'd be gays in the military.
Well, first of all, Mr. Henry, the kid called up with a very typical, just like that guy said that I was doing a propaganda dance, this kid calls up with a propaganda dance that is very, very typical. Okay?
Well, what was that?
What he did was he started out by mischaracterizing what we're doing tomorrow.
I said that it was a chicken rally.
You said, are you going to go out to the chicken rally? And I told you it wasn't no chicken rally. It is a kiss-in.
But I didn't do it on purpose. I did it because I didn't know what else to call it.
You call it a kiss-in.
So what if he called it a chicken rally? What difference does that make? Why does that affect what you guys are doing?
Okay, here we go again. You guys got me bunched in with every hairdresser that's going to be out.
No, I do not. I do not. All I'm when I said you guys, I meant gay people.
Yeah, you got me bunched in with every hairdresser known to mortal man.
No, I'm just trying to find out what you feel about gay in the military, and you did answer, and then you said no, you didn't.
I don't even know what your point is, kid. But I will not be lumped in with every hairdresser, interior decorator, and all those other stereotypes that you and Mr. Hendry have tried to put on me and others have tried to put on me down through the years. I'm gay. I'm a gay man, gay journalist. I believe in gays in the military. And I will not comment on it anymore. Okay, kid?
Well, all right, but I'm glad that you do, because I agree with you, but also I think that, you know, it is a chicken rally in a lot of ways because you're going out there to lick chicken and...
Okay, dump that, kid. 877-876-7445. Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
Phil Hendry.